The darker the fantasy, the more of an edge it has. You've often wondered about the people who get off on things that, to you, seem incredibly dark and scary. What could drive someone to want to be locked up in permanent chastity? What demons lurk in the mind of the man who wants to be feminized and pimped out? The truth is, there is no demon or lingering trauma driving people to these dark depths. These fantasies are just good, clean fun. To the chastity aficionado, permanence is something to be sought out. What the denial hound is looking for is that constant feeling of being on edge and horny. It enhances his enjoyment of life in general and sex in specific. The ultimate fantasy for many lovers of chastity devices is to be denied for life. Some are in it for the control of a sexy woman, and some enjoy the mechanical device that strips away their ability to gain an erection. But they all love the slow burn of desire in their veins. For some, coerced feminization is where it's at. There are the silly sissies who like to be laughed at, to be humiliated in front of women, and sometimes even well-hung men. Then there are the lingerie lovers, who just want to be wrapped up in all that is frilly and girly. There's the control aspect again, in giving up your control to a woman and just obeying her every whim, even if those whims involve getting on your knees and opening up a painted mouth for a stud. There's one thing every lover of dark desires has in common. Deep down inside, they all love to feel so very alive. The same reasons we all go on roller coaster rides and run through haunted houses in the fall lies behind the darker fantasies. You never feel so tingly and alive as you do when you confront something scary. Permanent chastity or garter belts forever, there's something out there that scares you and gets your dick hard. For more, visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me up at 800-601-7259. Tell him you need Harper.